bit.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be throwing interceptions really in the game like that. You can't be throwing interceptions at all. But it was a good job by my teammates to track the guy down and whoever punched the ball out, and then we were able to recover it. So that was huge to get that ball back, because we talk about turnovers nonstop and we can't turn the ball over. So, yeah, I mean, I should have made a little bit better of a decision there. I thought the guy made a pretty good play, and I thought we did a really good job punching it out and getting back on it. That was big.
And then obviously things start rolling there as the half goes. You guys score on three straight possessions. How did you feel? I mean, you looked really comfortable out there. Did you feel like I'm in a pretty good rhythm here? And just how did that feel overall offensively for you guys?
Yeah, I think it started with us running the ball. We came out on that first scoring drive and we ran it really well. I think that starts the whole offense. If we can run, get yards on the ground, then that sets up everything else. And then I thought that, you know, we were all in pretty good rhythm. I really liked the plays we were running, and I liked how we were executing. Unfortunately, we didn't carry that over into the second half at all. So we got to be better at keeping it going.
Our next question will go to Chris Solari with the Detroit Free Press.
Mm-hmm. Peyton, along those lines, the diversity receivers that you used today, obviously Trayvon Morgan gets his first catch. You had a number of guys that you were throwing to, Dotson as well. How much of that was a concerted effort, or how much of that was maybe just seeing the field? And how did you feel you saw the field in your first start?
Yeah, I thought those guys stepped in and did a good job. I've been working with Trayvon for a while now. Last year, he was injured the whole year last year, so he didn't get to be on the scout team with us. And we're really excited to have him back. And I thought he made a really good catch on the touchdown. And we've been, he's been really working in practice. And you got to do it in practice before you can do it on Saturdays and before the coaches trust to put you out there. So credit to him for working the way he has. And I thought Dotson did some nice things today too. It was nice to find him a couple times. But everyone's got to be ready, and everyone's got to be locked in and ready to go. So I thought those guys were ready, and I was excited to get them in the mix for sure.
As a follow, did you happen to see what happened with Carrick on that one play backfield?
I did not. I saw them both go to the ground at the very end, but I don't know what started that. I don't know what caused that or anything. I didn't know who was on at first, and then they made the call. So I'm not sure on that one.
Thanks, man.
Our next question will go to Matt Wenzel with M Live.
Hey Peyton, I was wondering, when did you find out you were starting this week?
In the middle of the week, somewhere around Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe.
We saw Rocky on the sideline today. Was there any conversations between you two during the game, before the game, that, you know?
Yeah, we had a couple conversations during the game, and that was about it.
Thanks.
All right, our next question will go to Steven Brooks.
Hey, Peyton. Obviously, we've seen you a couple times this year, but this is your first time playing with a 0-0 scoreboard, a fresh start and everything. You were sort of able to put your fingerprints on the game early. How different was that for you with you know, I'm not saying no pressure, but again, just the 0-0 circumstances, the fresh slate ahead of you?
Yeah, obviously it's a better scenario. And I think the best part of that is getting those reps during the week. And on Wednesday, I was able to get the reps with the first group and getting in sync with those guys, because in the past, I haven't been getting a ton of reps with those guys, and getting that going during the week helps a ton. And being able to talk to them about, what we're seeing and what I would like for them to do, and same thing for them to me. And I think that helped a lot. And obviously it being 0-0 was nice to start the game.
And I want to go back to that throw to Trayvon too. Obviously he's got some physical advantages. I mean, what were you seeing on that play? I think he was double covered pretty well, but obviously he's able to go up and get it. I mean, is that just a guy you can't really overshoot? And just specifically on that play, what were you seeing with him?
Yeah, it was a two-man route downfield. And you know, I kind of saw the safety a little bit right as I was throwing it. Then I thought that Trayvon might have had him beat deep. I really wasn't sure completely, but I just tried to put it over his shoulder for him in a place where he could make the catch. And unfortunately, he went and made a play. And I was excited to see that. And I thought it was a good catch. I really didn't see the whole catch. I don't know if he bobbled it or what, but I know he came down with it. And I was pretty excited about that.
Is that something you've seen from him in these practice reps, using that size to make plays like that?
Yeah, this week especially, he's made some nice plays, and I think that he's going to be a great player for us down the road, and obviously you guys saw it today. So, you know, I expect to keep working with him, and I think that connection is going to grow.
Thank you.
All right, Peyton, that's all we have for you tonight. I know everybody's waiting on the buses for you guys to join them, so thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.